Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Institute for Integrated Transitions. In collaboration with the Gerhardt Center for Philanthropy and Civic Engagement at the American University in Cairo, we recently issued a new publication named Supporting Countries in Transition, a Framework Guide for Foundation Engagement. IFID's Executive Director, Mark Freeman, is here to discuss it with us today.
The guide that we published recently about the role of foundations in transitional context emerged from the basic awareness that despite decades of experience and lessons from the sector itself in transitions ranging from those in South America to those that took place in Central and Eastern Europe or later in Sub-Saharan Africa, that these lessons and experiences had not been consolidated into a framework, that foundations struggling to make the most of transitional opportunities today in the Arab Spring and elsewhere could use in order to have the maximum impact.
What do you consider to be the most important opportunities and risks of contemporary transitional environments?
By their nature, transitions involve both risk and opportunity. We tend to see transitions out of authoritarian rule or transitions out of civil war as opportunities to achieve disproportionate impact because these are really moments of historic change. Probably the biggest risk is not examining or re-examining the context when the country is in a transition. By its nature, a transition implies change, and it's very important to understand what the nature of that change is.
You say in the guide that private foundations have structural advantages compared to large aid agencies. What are these advantages?
First of all, foundations have a greater level of independence. Secondly, they have greater flexibility, both in their policies and their grant making. Thirdly, they also have a greater capacity to respond in real time. They're not burdened by very heavy bureaucracies, generally speaking. And fourthly, they have an advantage in being able to hire the staff that they want without any particular geographical or other restrictions that sometimes limit aid agencies.
What is the framework you recommend for private philanthropists interested in supporting positive change in transition countries?
We recommend a very simple framework for foundations in transitional contexts. We call it informed risk-taking. In a transitional setting, foundations need to both increase their risk appetite as well as the due diligence that they carry out. And that it's only by increasing both of those that a foundation can really make the most of transitional opportunities as well as limit the negative exposure that it might otherwise experience as a result of its engagement.
What is your top advice to private foundations based on this research?
I would mention the importance of thinking politically, not acting politically, but thinking more politically in order to not be caught off guard when a transition encounters inevitable challenges. Coordinating early and often is a crucial way of operating in a transition, especially when there's a rush of actors, as so often occurs. Looking beyond civil society is another important piece of advice, because there are often untraditional actors and transition-specific opportunities that a foundation wedded only to supporting civil society may miss. And some of these opportunities can increase one of the most important metrics of all for a transition to succeed, and that is inclusiveness. Foundations can do a lot to support inclusive economies, inclusive societies, and inclusive politics. Foundations really are well suited to transitional environments.
Thank you very much. That was Mark Freeman, Executive Director of IFID, talking about its new publication, Supporting Countries in Transition, a Framework Guide for Foundation Engagement.